All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coltarocha Public Infrastructure District number 2. Today is April 24th, 2026. It's 10:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Dallin, your chair, you want to start?
Yep, Dallin Jolly here.
Anish Bhatia here.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our November 14th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, they
Yes, they
looked
look
accurate.
accurate.
Okay. Could I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to
Second the
approve.
motion.
Great. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up's the resolution. Matt, do you want me to put it up or do you want to put it up? You're on mute, Matt.
I've got it. I can put it up.
Okay.
Okay. If you guys can see that,
Yes, sir.
it's really straightforward. This is annexation number 2 into PID number 2, and it's approximately 105 acres. The resolution is to approve the anticipated petition that we expect to receive from signed by the property owners here in the near future. This is basically the same form that we've done before for these annexations. It states that the property will be brought into PID number 2, become a part of the boundary, and then once the petition is received and once the county surveyor is signed off on the plat, then everything will be submitted to the Lieutenant Governor's office for issuance of an annexation certificate. So.
Matt, I've got a question on this. Is there a reason that we didn't annex it into PID 1 versus PID 2?
Yes, there is. My understanding was we were consolidating all of the property into PID 2 because that's where most of the other property is currently.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just a size thing. Like that one was just bigger, and so just folded in. Okay.
Because we had already annexed the other property that was going to be added to the residential areas. Had been added into PID 2 already. And so it was easier to annex this property into PID 2 than it was to go back and annex all of that property into PID 1, if that makes
Got it.
sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
So,
Just wanted
yeah,
to make sure I understood that.
the PID numbers themselves don't really mean anything. So,
Right. I just didn't know if there was something I needed to know as a reason why. But I
no.
figured it was just a formality.
The one thing that this will do is once this is done, PID number 1 will be completely overlapped by PID number 2 because PID 2 will be the entire project, right? And so
Do we need to do a dissolution of PID 1 then?
it depends. That's one option is to just dissolve PID 1 and do away with it. But I think we should have a conversation first with DA Davidson and say, could that be useful in the future for
In the
maybe
future,
issuance of additional bonds, right?
okay.
So I don't, dissolution makes sense if we're just if we don't think we're going to use it, just to simplify, but it may potentially be useful. And the governing document of the PIDs does allow the PIDs to overlap as long as the mill levy in the combined PIDs does not exceed the maximum. So
I like the flexibility for something in the future. If we ended up bringing more land, we need to annex in or something, have that. It's already an approved PID, so we just could fold it in. So, okay.
So we've got options.
Okay, cool.
That's basically it, unless you guys have questions. The email I sent out this morning did have a copy of the petition that needs to be signed by the property owners. It's pretty straightforward. We can do e-signatures, so if you talk to Tullis and he's willing to do an e-signature, we can send him a link. We would just need an email address.
Sure. And it's only going to tell us, not the other land. You already have them for Lowe and Paul Israelson, correct?
They're not included in this annexation, so
Okay.
it's basically Your entity needs to sign, of course. And then James and I think Jason Tullis is on there as well as a
Okay.
joint owner. So those two gentlemen will need to sign.
Sure. Do you want to reach out to him, Dylan, and just say there'll be an e-sign coming? Okay.
You have his email?
No, I was saying, Dylan, do you want to? Oh, okay, got it. It's
Yeah,
just send it to him.
we'll just need their email addresses,
Okay.
so just let us know.
Okay. Yep, I'll reach out to him today.
There's also another. Do you want to go through the notice, Matt?
Oh, sure. In fact, I'll just throw it up on the screen. Give me just a sec.
So what I was going to ask you too is how do we want to deal? How long's Blaine gone for?
He's just gone this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blaine
I
will.
can get it to him to sign. Well, I
He'll
guess my
actually need to sign the
questions.
plat.
What was that?
Blaine will actually need to sign the plat. So we'll need to coordinate that.
The wet signature?
Yes.
He's not gone out of country. He had a surgery. So like he can probably do something very simple like that. If we send it to him in mail, he's going to be at home. So it's not, if it's a timing thing, I think we can make it
And
work.
we did that before. We can overnight it up to him. He can overnight it.
Okay.
So it's, just a matter of a couple of days. But this is the notice that Michael was referring to. This one just, Dallin, will just need to be signed and notarized by you.
We
And
can come in the office, Matt, if easy, next week.
we're going to
Dylan
be
and
in
I will
town
be in
next
town.
week.
Yeah, that's
So
that'd be
instead of
great.
sending it to California back or whatever, New York, like we're both going to be in town on Monday. So maybe we come in Monday and just sign everything.
Okay. So what I would suggest too is let's have Riley prepare the Mylar for the plat so that you can sign that at the same time.
Okay,
Then
great.
we can send it up to Blaine.
Perfect. Yeah, let's do that. Just you want to communicate with Riley on getting that prepared?
I can. Yep.
Cool. Let's do that, and then we'll just whenever it's ready, sometime this next week, we'll come in and sign it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, sir.
So the resolution number is 2026-01. So I just need a motion to approve that.
I make a motion to approve 2026-01.
I second the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. That's everything I have on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Anything you need?
Think we're good.
I assume that the amendment to the development agreement got approved. I
It
never
did.
heard, which
Yes.
I figured was good.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. We need to
Okay.
go in and just sign it, which
We
we'll
need
do
to do
next
that.
week as well, but it got fully approved.
Okay,
Yep. We got
great.
everything done. So thank you for your help on that.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate
We're
it,
done.
Matt.
All
Thank you,
right.
sir.
Last thing I need then is a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good to see you guys as
Thanks.
always.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Mike.